Hey guys, it's Friday the 7th, and today you'll be reading Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2 will at least partly be recognizable to most of you. If you're new to your Bible, this will be awesomely new to you. But in Matthew 2, we see the wise men is what we're traditionally called wise men, or we call them magi. They were going to be visiting Jesus and Mary and Joseph. And then we'll read about Mary and Joseph's escape to Egypt because of some incredibly difficult pending danger. So this word magi, it's used in ancient literature. This is how we know what it means, to refer to people who lived in Persia or maybe southern Arabia, and they were probably astrologers. They studied the stars, or they interpreted dreams was another thing that these people do. They weren't necessarily godly people, but God used them in this account. They probably traveled a couple thousand miles, and there probably were not three of them, contrary to popular belief. They did bring three different gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, to the baby Jesus at a house, which indicates that this was not the manger scene that they brought the gifts to. Jesus could have been as old as 2 years old at this time. So they brought their gifts. They probably traveled because of their high importance and because they were bringing extremely expensive gifts to the Christ child. They probably traveled actually in a large caravan, not the Dodge kind, but a bunch of people on camels or donkeys. And they would have needed a caravan of people for protection because of raiders on the road during the long journey. So nevertheless, they stop in Jerusalem and they start asking around to find out, where is this child to be born? Where's this Messiah to be born? And Herod, King Herod, had a palace just outside of Bethlehem. So Bethlehem and Jerusalem are like 5 miles apart from each other. But he's the king of Judea. He had been appointed by the Roman government to be the king of Judea. And so he would have been a Jewish guy, but not really a practicing Jew religiously. So anyways, this guy, Herod, was vicious. And historically speaking, he executed his wife. He even executed his own children. And you've probably heard of Caesar Augustus. He was once known of saying of Herod that he would rather be Herod's pig than Herod's child, because being a Jew, though not practicing, a pig would have been safer to not be slaughtered because of Old Testament law. They weren't allowed to eat pig than it would have been to be his child. So a horrific man who hears about the Messiah being born, and he is threatened. His power is threatened. It is a very volatile government run or Roman run government, and he's scared. And so in his fear of being overtaken by this baby child Messiah, who is to be the king of the Jews, right? He puts out an edict to have every young boy that's under 2 years old, to make sure he was going to get the Christ child, let's go 2 years and kill all of the baby boys. And that actually is fulfilling prophecy from the Old Testament. Now, I think I grew up thinking that there were probably thousands of little baby boys killed, but there would not have been because of the small number of population around Bethlehem. But nonetheless, a horrifically tragic event where babies were killed, infants were killed, because Herod did not want somebody to come in and take over his leadership. So eventually, Mary and Joseph, after fleeing to Egypt, interestingly enough, they flee to Egypt to save the one who would end up saving all of us. Isn't that interesting to think about? But eventually they make it back north to northern Israel. to their hometown, which was Nazareth. This is why Jesus is called a Nazarene. So that's a little background on today's reading of Matthew 2. Enjoy absorbing God's word, talking about it. I'm so proud of you for making the effort and taking this journey with me. Talk to you on Monday.